Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Well, I was reading Kevin DeYoung's post this morning, and he said in a post out on the Gospel Coalition's website, he said, wow, what a difference 6 years can make. He was referring to the subject of marriage. He said, starting off in that post there, he said, let's hop in the way back machine and go back into the distant past all the way back to 2008. And here's a question from somebody during a vice presidential debate. And during that debate, Senator Joe Biden said that Barack Obama nor I support redefining a civil side of what constitutes marriage. We do not support that. That is basically the decision to be able to, needs to be left up to faith of people who practice their faith and do the determination of what you call it. But as even though they were very strong there to say that what they believe, in fact, a month later, Senator, soon to be President Obama, said this, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, and I am not in favor of gay marriage. Now, if you fast forward then to just a short period of time ago here, just a couple years now, they changed their minds on the gay issue. And, of course, it came out, and since that point, marriage in this country, the definition of marriage has been under attack in a major way across the country. Now, wow, what a difference 6 years can make. You know, in the terms of history and church history in specifically, that's a nanosecond of time. 6 years is a very, very short period of time. Well, I was pleased to see this come across my desk. It this came across in a press release. Focus on the Family embarks on a major endeavor to stand up for family, embarking on a major multi-year initiative called the Family Project. The Focus on the Family ministry is intent on helping Christians understand and communicate God's plan for humanity through families and how their part and how their part in that plan can positively impact society. Well, I saw that this was a $5 million initiative from Focus on the Family, and it's led by President Jim Daly. And I wanted to find out more about what was taking place here. How is this going to work, and what are all the pieces to it? And so I asked if Glenn Stanton could come on today to be able to talk with us. He's the Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family and a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Canada. And so he's the author of 6 books on the family, lectures on issues of gender, sexual ethics, marriage, and parenting at universities and churches around the world. Glenn, it's a pleasure to have you back on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor, and I'm looking forward to it. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Well, tell our listening audience about the Family Project. When I hear that title, I was like one of the world's biggest fans of the Truth Project. I flew out to Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, to be trained in it when it was first announced. I brought it back to the church that I pastored, and we showed it multiple times. I showed it in a Bible training institute here in Greenville to the students that were there. I've showed it in a number of churches here in the area. I've showed it in my own home to students in my own home. So I am like a raving fan of the Truth Project. When I hear the Family Project, immediately I'm hoping this is something similar. Am I right?
This is absolutely something similar. But what's interesting is it's similar, but it's a little different. And I'll talk about the similar is this is, I mean, we kind of called it Truth Project 2.0. This is the second part of the Truth Project. And what it does is it looks at a very specific part of what Dr. Del Tackett was talking about, and that is a worldview of the family. And I love your just beautiful introduction there. And yeah, we've seen a lot of change with family, and a lot of that has to do with, it's not so much political or culture war kind of stuff. It's ideas. It's, we have lost the idea of why the family is what it is, why it ought to be one thing, you know, apart from another. And so this effort seeks to take that on. And in this DVD curriculum, it's 12 sessions, and it's a small group curriculum, just like the Truth Project was. It takes the participant through 12 sessions of understanding what the family is, why God created it the way he did. But it does it, first of all, by looking at who God is in his deepest nature, and then who we are, who he created us to be in, you know, the first chapter of the Bible in Genesis. And then it takes us through scripture of what is God doing in history, and what has he been doing through history, and what is his redemptive history, and then what's the culmination of time? The culmination of time is a wedding, the great wedding feast, where we are united with Christ as his bride. And that's what God, and that's what his heartbeat has been moving towards. So, you know, from the first page of scripture to the end of scripture, we're going through and telling that story. But here's the way it's different, is there's not one person teaching it. What we have is similar to the movie that we released in theaters in early May, Irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. It's Tim Sisrich, who runs our New Zealand office. He travels the world seeking answers and looking to learn about, can family be anything we want it to be, or does it have to be, or should it be one thing in particular? And so the viewer gets to go around the world with him and encounter what he encounters and hear from the experts that he speaks with, and, you know, collectively, you know, we learn point by point the lesson of what it is family is, why God created it the way he did, and how family reflects the very truth and character and nature, personal nature of who God is. And so we're super, super excited about it. We've worked long and hard, many, many, many years on it, and we're very pleased, humbly pleased, with how it's turned out.
Now, the does it all start? Well, it actually started earlier this year on May 6th with the release of Irreplaceable. But and now going forward, is the next thing on the calendar of the rollout the release of the book and then the release of the DVD series?
Well, the release of the DVD series and the release of the book together, and you've absolutely got it, is Irreplaceable, the movie, kind of raised the questions. And you don't need to see the movie Irreplaceable, but it's very good to be able to see it. And that will be out in DVD later on in August. But, you know, it was in the theater release. And for those who have seen it, again, it lays out the questions, and it piques the interest, and it gets people thinking about, okay, these are the things that have been happening with the family. And then we take the viewer on into the family project, the small group curriculum, to say, theologically, you know, in terms of God's word, here's why these things matter. And so it's there's a couple of components to make it up. First and obviously is the 12 session DVD curriculum. The next is we've got, you know, leaders guides that go along with that, and that's included in the DVD. We've got a family project devotional that, you know, individuals can go through, and then we've got a book that that I authored with a very good friend of mine here at Focus, Leon Worth, and that's sort of the bigger, thicker, for further study book. What was interesting when Del Tackett did the Truth Project, we had many, many, many people thinking, you know what, I wish I could pick Dale's brain on the rest of these. You know, I know he's got more in his brain about each of these sessions. Well, this book is exactly this, because Leon, Worth, and myself, we're able and had the privilege of really creating the material out of years of study for the DVD curriculum, and, you know, wrote the scripts for that. But there was so much we couldn't include. So we included that in a book called The Family Project, the book, and it's a for further study book. So collectively, this gives small groups and, you know, pastors and small group leaders a wonderful resource to be able to bring groups together. And it really, I mean, we had very much in mind non-believers when we wrote it, and not that it's watered down or that it avoids anything. It certainly doesn't. But it keeps the non-believer in mind to not leave them behind necessarily or start way above their head.
Mm-hmm.
It connects with us as human beings and why God wired us as human beings in a particular way.
Now, the Truth Project was set in more of a classroom setting, but then, of course, it would cut away to either interviews with other experts, Ravi Zachariah or R.C. Sproul or a number of different individuals. And sometimes it would cut away to ask people on the street what these terms meant to them. That was very interesting. It was very engaging and easy to watch. And it did it all in about a 50-minute segment. So it fit very nicely into a Sunday school or a Wednesday night program, those types of things. Will this be similar in that sense? Will it start with any sort of a classroom-type setting, or will it be kind of like with the Irreplaceable, where he was on the move, and so we follow him from train, plane, to the different place that he's going to, and then watch his interaction from there?
Exactly. That's a very, very good question, and it's exactly the latter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to Irreplaceable, and kind of it's like, we get the viewer out of the classroom, let's go on a field trip, and, we follow Tim all around the world, and, he's meeting different people all over, and yes, there's the, Tim kind of guides things. It's a documentary sort of form, and Tim guides things really with his questions, and then all of the different experts really tell the story and fill out the story, and it's interesting because, and then we have man on the street kind of things, and we have man on the street, women on the street. Some are affirming of what we're talking about, and some of those people, it's like they were just gifts from God, wonderful people, that we never could have anticipated when we woke up that morning and went out in the streets to shoot. But then we also had very interesting people, like the Truth Project had.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one change. As we were creating the Family Project, the one thing people said, the only complaint that we had with the Truth Project was it was a little bit long in timeline, and it didn't really leave enough time for discussion and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we cut it down to the sessions about down to 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And now as somebody who created it, that was like a stab in the heart. It was like, we've got such good information.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never be able to tell it in 20 or 30 minutes. But you know what? We do, and it works. And so I was the biggest critic of that, and I was very, very pleased with how it worked out. So that leaves about, 30 minutes in a Sunday school session. Small group sessions, don't go by such a tight clock. But it allows time for discussion and bringing up these ideas. And, Pastor, I've really seen it with small groups already. Some of the richness comes out in how God touches those who are watching it. And they'll bring up different ideas, and they'll make different implications. And again, as one of the people who wrote it, I'm like, okay, that person just made a brilliant point that I never would have thought about. So there's really a richness in that, and, the Holy Spirit working with His church and His children that, there's other teaching opportunities and learning opportunities in just the small group itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to comment a little bit on your statement there about having to cut it short. I try to remind the folks, sermonettes make Christianettes. No, just kidding. So when they wanted to cut it shorter. And I go through that every week with the sermon, that you say cut out. And you go, with such good material, but I got to cut it, got to cut it out. And I think I'd like to tell some of the young men that are aspiring to be preachers, that the real key is learning how to cut out what is not necessary. And that's really, really where the real key is. There's so much information, and you're tempted to think, wow, all of this has to be in there. This line has to be in there. But really, it's the key is about cutting that out and only putting in what is absolutely essential to telling the story. Let me ask you, a lot of folks would maybe look at this and say, well, okay, well, I can understand, you know, the Christians, they're very interested in promoting the family, and this has been such a integral part of the Christian religion and their churches and so forth. But, you know, what real benefit does this have for society? Are they really concerned about society? Can't we just get along without this? And is family really that integral to a healthy society, you would say?
Well, that's part of the story that we tell. But it's interesting. I mean, we tell that story, and we have a session that, you know, looks at family for society. You know, for it's called For This Reason, and it, you know, it's taken from Genesis 2. For this reason, you know, a man shall leave his mother and father and cling to his wife. What is for that reason? And so we talk about that, the social importance of family. That, you know, every society, your community, my community, the police will tell you, the teachers will tell you, the physicians will tell you, the mayor will tell you that when we have strong families within a community, guess what? Crime goes down, education goes up, health care and well-being, you know, is less taxed in terms of doctors having to work less hard because people are healthier. I mean, in all, people are more likely to be employed. I mean, all those different things, family has a very pragmatic value in the community. Now, that's not our main message. What that is there's a reason for that, because when we have strong families within the community, then we have that very practical payoff for the community, essentially. It works that way because that's the way God wired humanity to work. And from the very beginning, our very first session, and this was very intentional, we don't necessarily start out with Scripture, and we don't, you know, start out per se with Christianity. We're starting out with what everybody has in common, and that is two basic needs. God has wired us in such a way that everybody needs relationship, intimacy with another person. God said, it is not good for man to be alone. That is our, I believe, third session, looking at that scripture. But we start out saying loneliness, alienation, rejection, those are deeply painful things. And then the other is a sense of significance. People need a sense of significance about their life. That's why welfare can be so demeaning to people, because, you know, they don't have a sense of accomplishment of work. We talk in the first session, how is it that people in concentration camps get broken down by the evil people that are imprisoning them? They put them in solitary confinement, and they give them meaningless labor, if they give them any labor at all. And that meaninglessness, the lack of importance about their work, really helps them break down. And they literally can't live without that. And so then, you know, that's like the unbeliever says, you know what, I know that to be true. That's true in my heart. Well, hang on, we're going to explain to you in the following sessions why that is, what that's about. And we do it from, you know, the truth of God's word and the very nature of who God is as a community relational being who puts significance within us.
I can hear some of those themes flowing again out of the Truth Project. Also, just prior to your coming on, we were talking with World Magazine, and we were highlighting some of those ministries that were enabling people in poverty to work in order to, and they were doing meaningful work, to work in order to barter some of the paying of their bills. And so it was a great stories about farming and about community warehouses and so forth that were and Christian organizations. They were coupling them together with Christian volunteers who were there. So building relationships, enabling them to work, just what you were articulating just a couple of moments ago. Well, Glenn, let me ask you this. We're talking about a multi-year, $5 million initiative from Focus on the Family. What is your hope at the end of the day when this is now all produced, it's about ready to be released here in August, the film, the DVDs for the Family Project itself, the Family Project book that you authored along with another co-author, and the devotional material? What is your hope that this is going to do in America and in specifically in American families?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a big question, and we have big, big hopes for it. I'd like to make a comment just quickly. I mean, you mentioned the price tag on this, and it's, you know, we'd want to say to people that we went out specifically apart from, you know, kind of our daily operating budget and said, hey, this is what we're looking to do. Could you be able to help us outside of the focus budget? Could you help us fund this? And it took us a number of years, but, I mean, we just had immensely gracious, you know, well-to-do families who said, yes, I can come forth with $500,000 or $1 million. And it took us a while, but we raised that money, and, you know, that was money that we kind of put aside in the cookie jar, you know, to say this is specifically for that project. And, you know, it was like, if God doesn't bring the money, then we won't do it. But if he does bring the money, then you know what? We will do it with great eagerness, and we will try to do it faithfully. But our idea and our mission is first of all, it's an international thing. And we want to show that the family is not just an American ideal. It's not just a Western ideal. It is a human ideal that it's a common grace that God has given to all of us. I equate it to water. You know, God has made each of us and created us in such a way that we need food and we need water. It's not a Christian ideal per se, but it is a divine ideal. And he gives us, you know, the rain to fall on the just and the unjust and things like that. And family is that. So it's important for us to say, okay, you know what, that mother that lives in that mud hut in Africa, she cares for her children just like I care for mine in my community, and God has put that heart on us. So one is for the church to understand that the family is a universal good that God has wired within each of us. The other, and this is what really excites me, Pastor, is this understanding that by understanding the family, we really do understand who God is, what his character is, what his love for us is, what his sorrow for, you know, the fall and sin, and how he will not give up on us, that he continues to pursue us as his beloved children and then ultimately as his bride. And what I want people to take away, what we want people to take away, is obviously a new appreciation for family and why family does what it does and what it is and why the various family relationships work, but ultimately for them to say, wow, God is so much bigger than I knew he ever was, and he loves me so much more than I ever knew he did, and he has made a way for me to become his child and his ultimately part of his church and his bride that will happen in the culmination of time. And it's, you know, we know that's the greatest thing that people can come to know. And so, you know, we kind of joked internally that in a way it's the gospel project because when we tell the story of family, it's telling the nature of who God is. And I think we end up telling that very beautifully and in a very compelling way.
That's excellent. I love the way that you tie that to the overriding story of redemption itself. I'm thinking of the old hymn, you know, that said, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." And God sets the solitary in families. I've been speaking with a young a boy recently just doing some counseling, and he was sad about the state of his family. And I said, well, as a believer, you've been brought into a family, the family of God. And in that family, you know, you have many brothers and sisters in Christ. Your father, God is your father. Christ is your brother, your elder brother. What a glorious thing. Glenn, thanks so much for the project, for what you guys are doing there, Focus on the Family. Thanks so much for talking with us today for a few moments about it on the program.
You absolutely are thankful, and I appreciate you having us. And God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. It was Glenn Stanton. He's the Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. We've been talking about the Family Project. It's going to come out, be released by Tyndale House Publishing. You can check it out at their website in order to find out how you can get a copy. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, He said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth. To keep this ministry strong and coming your way, you can make a financial gift at knowingthetruth.org by clicking on the donate button.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.